Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch out, villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Listen for the words eradicate and eureka. It's a beautiful Saturday morning at the Botsford residence, where Becky and her dad are talking. Not our most exciting start.
All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
You say you're ready, but how do I know you're really ready?
I'm really ready.
Really?
Really.
Ready?
Ready.
Okay, then. Here it is.
The Botsford family coleslaw recipe.
Becky, this coleslaw recipe has been the cornerstone of every Botsford family picnic for generations, and we're lucky to still have it. It was almost eradicated in the great Botsford basement flood of last year. Dad left the sink running. Mom was mad. But we were able to save it. And now, Becky Botsford, I, Tim Botsford, pass this recipe on to you.
Wow.
It is now 8 a.m. Botsford Standard Time, and there is a Botsford family picnic in 8 hours. It is up to you, and you alone, to make that coleslaw. Have fun. I know you won't let me and all of our ancestors down.
Across town, in a baloney-scented basement.
Huh?
Oh, Brent, I love my new birthday hammock that you got me because it's my birthday.
Oh, ketchup packets. It's Mom's birthday and I didn't get her a present yet. And of course, Brent got her a hammock, which is a perfect present.
This hammock is a perfect present.
Think, Chuck, think. What's another perfect present for Mom? Well, I am Chuck, the evil sandwich-making guy, so maybe I should destroy something that Mom doesn't like. Yeah, that's a great present.
It is?
Yes, I think. But what does Mom really dislike? Eureka! Pineapples! Mom really doesn't like pineapples.
Okay. So you're just going to eradicate pineapples?
Look out, pineapples! Chuck, the evil sandwich-making guy, is gonna find you and destroy you! Happy birthday, Ma!
Meanwhile, back at the Botsfords...
Wow, this recipe is a doozy. But this is the first Botsford family recipe that I get to make completely on my own, and I am determined to do it right. Bob, we need to make a shopping list. We need cabbage, carrots, pineapple, sour cream.
Wait, did you say pineapple?
Yeah, why?
Oh, no reason. Must be just a coincidence.
Okay, then. Come on, Bob. I guess we should go to... Where should we go?
To the grocery store.
To the grocery store!
And I would hurry if I were you. Meanwhile, at the... Well...
Say goodbye, pineapples.
Oh, wow. A guy who can talk to fruit? You're hired.
No, I can't really...
Tell the mangoes to say hello.
Why would the mangoes say hello?
I don't know. Why would the pineapple say goodbye?
I don't know.
You're fired.
But I...
Now, how do you want to pay for those?
Pay? I'm not paying. I am Chuck, the evil sandwich-making guy, and I'm stealing these pineapples in order to... Oh, hey, I'm voice guy. What was that word you used before?
Which one? I use a lot of words.
Oh, you know the one. Errata something or other.
You must mean eradicate. eradicate is another word for destroy.
Word girl!
That's right, Chuck. Now step away from that bin of pineapples. Wait, why are you stealing a bin of pineapples?
Because I'm gonna eradicate them.
Hey, now you got it. But why?
Because it's my mom's birthday.
Is that the whole explanation?
Well, yeah, unless you want to include this.
You know, it's really annoying how slowly you're escaping.
Too bad.
Eureka! It's a pineapple! Oh, I said Eureka. It means I found it. See, if you're looking for a solution to a problem and you find it, you can shout Eureka! Now come on, Huggy. Let's go make some Coastla, huh?
So, have you found my pineapples?
Well...
Is that one mine?
I don't think so.
Oh.
And I kind of have to stop looking for them right now because I have to, make something really important.
No, I understand.
But when I finish making that really important thing, I'm totally going to find all of your pineapples. I promise.
Sure, yeah, okay. Sounds fine.
But the Botsford family coleslaw. All right. Here, hold this.
Really?
Crime first, then coleslaw. Come on, Huggy.
There goes a true hero.
All right. So if you were going to eradicate a large amount of pineapples... Oh.
That's the last one. Now all I have to do is call Ma to come outside and then I'll eradicate every single pineapple in the entire city.
Not going to happen, Chuck. Time to eradicate your mom's birthday present. Oh, I know, right? I'm doing the right thing here, but it just sounds terrible.
It's a blast!
Oh, not relish! Oh, not relish!
Now that that's taken care of, time to give my ma a birthday she'll never forget. Mom! Come on outside. I have a surprise for you.
Okay, give me a minute. Listen, Chuck, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to stop you this time, so is there any way you could... I don't know, grab a pineapple and just put it aside for me?
Is this some kind of trick?
Oh, no. You see, I have to make this coleslaw recipe, and one of the main ingredients is pineapple, so...
Wait, coleslaw with pineapple? That sounds amazing.
Oh, it is.
So if I put one aside for you, you'll let me eradicate all the rest?
Yes! I mean, no. I was just thinking maybe you could put one aside for me if you think I'm not going to break out of this in time to stop you, which I'm hoping I will, because I owe it to the city to save all the pineapples, because justice.
Ma, can you hurry?
Hurrying's not my thing. You can forget putting a pineapple aside. I'll just save all of them.
Oh, no, you won't. Wait, if I crush them now, Ma won't see it, and a birthday present will be ruined.
But isn't ruining them the present?
No!
Chucky Boo, I can't find my slippers, but I'm looking out the window. Is there something you wanted to show me? Whoa!
Please, word girl, please. My mom is watching. Please let me eradicate the pineapples now.
No, they are not your pineapples.
That's right. They're my pineapples.
Now, how did you find...
Hard to miss the giant crusher. What's going on here?
Well, it's my mom's birthday, and she really doesn't like pineapples.
So you decided to eradicate every pineapple in the city? What a great present!
Mm. This is for you, Ma. Yeah.
No! My pineapples!
Yes, I did it! I did it! I won! Did you see it, Ma? Did you? I destroyed those pineapples for you!
Oh, Chucky, I hate pineapples!
I know!
Except for Brent's hammock. That's the best birthday present I've ever gotten!
Aw, thanks, Ma.
Well, I really should press charges, but since you stole those pineapples for a birthday present for your mom, I'd feel lousy if I did.
But...
Plus, now I've got a whole bin of freshly crushed pineapple to sell.
How am I going to make my coleslaw now?
Oh, hey, word girl. Here's the pineapple you gave me before. Looks like you need it more than I do.
What? Really? Thank you! Come on, Huggy. Time to make our coleslaw. Okay. Are you guys ready?
Ready!
Really ready?
Really.
Really, really ready?
Really, really ready.
Really, really, really,
really
ready?
Really, really, really.
Okay, I think you're ready. I want you to be honest with me, okay?
Okay.
But not too honest. I mean, I... Oh, just taste it.
Well...
It's horrible. You hate it. I'll just throw it out and start over. Now I have to find another pineapple.
No, honey, stop. It's perfect.
It is?
Absolutely. And you made it all on your own.
Aw, thanks, Dad.
In fact, it's going to go great with this bowl of crushed pineapple I just bought at the grocery store. Did you know they're having a sale?
And so, the Botsford family coleslaw, Chuck's mom's birthday, and this episode all come to a happy ending, while all involving pineapples for some reason. Now remember, the next time you want to eradicate boredom, cry out Eureka! And find another exciting episode of Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I have a word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is irritable. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Tommy!
Irritable means easily annoyed. Like in that last clip, Becky is irritated, maybe because Bob's breakfast is so much bigger than hers. Just like Phil's buzzer is so much bigger than mine.
It is?
They're the exact same size.
Sure they are.
Right. Anyway, Tommy, you are today's oddly unhappy winner. Huggy, show him what he's won! An official Word Girl supercomputer!
Ooh. Don't need it. My brain is a supercomputer.
Wow, Tommy, thanks for demonstrating what an irritating response would sound like. That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word? Word Girl!
Listen for the words hire and dehydrate. It's a lovely weekend morning in our fair city. Not that certain people would know.
And now with my diamond edition flying flower fairy with magic sparkle wand, you too can spread a sparkle wave of a million smiles wherever you go.
Smiles not guaranteed.
I want it! Mom, I'm a pretty good kid, right?
Pretty darn good, I'd say.
Good enough for, I don't know, maybe a limited edition Pretty Princess Flying Flower Fairy with Magic Sparkle Wand?
Absolutely. If you want, you can put it on your birthday list.
Oh, but I can't wait till my birthday.
Well, if you want it sooner, you'll just have to find a way to earn some money and buy it yourself.
But who's going to hire me? I'm not even old enough to babysit yet. Oh, hire means to pay someone to do a job, like the city hired Mom to be the district attorney.
Guilty as charged. I am proud.
And if Mom paid me $1 an hour to chat with her while she did her chores, she'd be hiring me.
Nice try. You are old enough to babysit for plants, though.
Wait, really?
Yep. Mr. Newman next door is looking for a responsible person to water his plants while he's away.
I'll do it. I mean, it doesn't exactly take a magic flower fairy to babysit a bunch of plants, right?
Meanwhile, in a certain skyscraper lair across town, Mr. Big is thinking... Little?
You ever notice how cute baby things are? Well, I did, because I'm smart and I notice things. I was at the baby animal petting zoo the other day. Why, the effect babies have on people is almost criminal.
Aww.
Hence, the big baby-fying mind control machine. Because I always say, almost isn't good enough. Okay, you see that ugly old mutt down there?
Yes.
Ew!
Aww. Oh, he's a baby.
Huh?
No, he's not. Congratulations, sir.
This is just phase one of my greatest evil scheme yet.
And what's phase two, sir?
Oh, you're gonna love phase two. I love phase two. I love it so much, I want to marry it. And you know why I want to marry it? Well, I'm just old-fashioned, I guess. Let's get to work.
Actually, sir, I just noticed my grandmother needs help loading that sofa into her truck across the street. I thought I'd give her a hand.
Oh. Well, all right. But don't make a habit of it. If I wanted a granny helper, I would have hired one.
Thank you, sir.
Now I have to do everything myself, as usual.
Leslie!
So this is it? Just the one plant?
That's not a plant, that's Rex.
Oh, hi, Rex!
Hey, take it easy, he can hear you just fine from right there. Now, Rex likes a good drink once a day.
Oh, don't worry. I won't let him get dehydrated.
Do what now?
I won't let him get dehydrated.
The which one?
Dehydrated.
The who'd you say?
Dehydrated.
How's that?
Dehydrated.
What?
Dehydrated.
Which one was that?
Dehydrated.
What'd you say?
Dehydrated. It means low on water. Like if you sweat a lot when you exercise, you need to hydrate by drinking some water. Otherwise, you'll get dehydrated.
Oh.
Speaking of exercise, do you want me to walk him or anything?
Of course not. Are you sure you've done this before?
Easiest job ever.
Wah! Leslie!
Aww.
Hey! Aww. Hey, cut it out! Come on!
I'm tickling.
Hey, I'm warning you, I'm getting very cranky. Wah! Wah! Leslie, help me! Help me! I'm impossibly cute! Wah!
Oh, sir. Oh, you adorable little munchkin. Oh, I want to eat you up.
Oh, good grief. You too?
Oh, sorry, sir. It's just you were so adorable.
Now get me back to the office and fix me. Go on.
Get up on Leslie's shoulders. Piggyback ride. Up, up, up.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up.
Wee-hee!
No, sir. Mommy Leslie needs to see.
Horsey!
Oh, what an adorable baby. Here. Have some free balloons.
Ooh, shiny.
Oh, and here's a carriage. Nope, you don't have to pay me. Just don't ask me where I got it. Toodaloo!
Did you see that? He wouldn't even let us pay. He gave us all this stuff because I'm so cute.
You know, sir, you're so cute. You could be phase two of your evil plan.
Wait a minute. I could be phase two of my own evil plan. I am an evil baby genius.
Ooh, shiny.
Take me to the park.
For phase two, sir?
Oh, yeah, what? Oh, yeah, phase two. Sure.
Later.
Ooh. Ooh, shiny.
Got it. Let's go.
Sir, perhaps you could tell me more about phase two of your evil plan?
Right! Phase two, it's a doozy, I think. I can't remember. I just want all the shiny shinies.
Ooh.
Hey, Bob, tell me what happens. I'm gonna go check on Rex. Okay, I'm back. I didn't even... Because he's a... it's like taking candy from a baby.
Candy from a baby? How about a baby who steals from you?
Police have warned citizens to be on the lookout for this adorable little pickpocket team. Just be careful they don't steal your heart. Precious details at 5.
We can solve that one in a snap. Yeah, why not? We'll be back in no time. Hey, Rex, you mind if we leave you here all alone? Leave you here? I cracked myself up. Word up!
Gimme!
Which one? Use your words, sir. Sir, we put away our toys before picking up new ones.
Sparkly.
Okay, hold it right there, Mr. Baby. Oh, look, Huggy. Mr. Big's a little teeny baby. Oh, is that the cutie patootiest thing you ever saw? Whoa, that was weird. Did I actually say patootiest? I mean, that's not even a word. Oh, let's go. Wait, you're Big.
Yeah, that's my name. Don't wear it out.
No, I mean, you were a baby.
Oh, everybody was a baby. That's where grown-ups come from.
Oh, so this isn't your stroller and disco ball?
Oh,
Yes! Wait, no, baby Huggy. Give it to Word Girl. Give it to Word Girl. Come on.
Double.
Oh. Come on, Huggy.
I can't take it.
All the time. It's exhausting. Ugh. And are you as thirsty as I am? I'm totally dehydrated.
I know who else is dehydrated.
At Mr. Newman's house.
Rex! We never watered him!
Aww.
Oh. Maybe fall just came early this year? Great idea! And I don't know, I guess the job was just so easy, I never took it seriously enough, and now he's completely dehydrated and bald, and I'm just so sorry.
All right. No biggie.
No what?
That's why they give you extra seeds. He'll be good as new in a few days.
You're not mad?
Well, I'm not gonna pay you, but you're honest. I like that. I mean, it's not like you tried to paint him green or anything.
No.
And so, if you're looking to hydrate your own carpet with tears of helpless laughter...
Who would do that?
You don't need to hire a party clown. Just be sure to watch the next gut-busting episode of Word Girl.
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I Have a Word?
Our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round.
Tommy, you correctly defined the word irritable. Ready to play the bonus round?
Obviously.
All right. Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for irritable. Okay, what do you think, Tommy?
I think I'm a genius. As for the answer, it's number two. In that picture, Huggy is grabbing his head, looking almost as irritated as you look now.
Correct, on all fronts. Huggy, show the genius what he's won. Every single book ever written.
I've already read all of those.
Well, that's our show. See you next time on
May I Have a Word?
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKids.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!